The stink of bodies rose up like a wave, a scent that had long since sunk into the obsidianite walls and bars. Those walls of obsidianite were the only thing separating Valen and the other prisoners from the void of space and their untimely deaths. He'd thought of escape, as every other prisoner had. He imagined leaping through the wall, diving out into the airless abyss. Death had once scared Valen, but with each day that passed, it grew closer and closer to becoming his greatest wish. Still, deep within his tormented soul, he knew he had to survive. He had to bide his time and hope that the god stars had not forgotten him. And so he sat, dreaming of darkness, wrapped up in its cold arms. I am Valen Cortas. Vengeance will be mine.
Chapter 1. Androma. Her nightmares were like bloodstains. They were impossible to get rid of, no matter how hard Androma Rosella tried to scrub them from her mind. On the darkest nights, they clung to her like a second skin. In them, she could hear the whispers of the dead threatening to drag her down to hell where she belonged. But Andy had decided long ago that the nightmares were her punishment. She was the Bloody Baroness, after all. And if surviving meant giving up sleep, then she would bear the exhaustion. Tonight, the nightmares had come as they always did, and now Andy sat on the bridge of her ship, the Marauder, scratching a fresh set of tallies into her twin swords. The glowing compression cuffs on her wrists, which protected skin burned in an accident years before, were the only light in the otherwise dark space. The press of a button was all it took to power them up. Her fingertips were white beneath red-painted nails as she gouged a piece of steel against the flat of one blade, creating a thin tally the length of her smallest finger. Without its spirals of electricity, the sword looked like any other weapon. The tallies, any other soldier's lucky mark. But Andy knew better. Each line she etched into the metal was another life cut off, another heart stopped with a slice of her blades. 100 lives to cover up the pain of the very first. 100 more to shovel away the hurt into a place that was dark and deep. Andy glanced up as an object in the sky caught her eye. A piece of space trash hurtling away among thousands of stars. Andy yawned. She had always loved the stars. Even as a child, she dreamed of dancing among them. But tonight, she felt as if they were watching her, waiting for her to fail. Mocking little bastards. Well, they'd be sorely disappointed. The Marauder, a glimmering starship made from the rare impenetrable glass beryllium, was known for its devilish speed and agility. And Andy's crew, a group of girls hailing from every hellish corner of the galaxy, were as sharp as Andy's blades. They were the heart of the ship, and the three reasons why Andy had survived this long so far from home. 5 days ago, the girls had taken on a job to steal a starload of sealed biodrugs from Solera, the capital planet of the Tevina system, and deliver them to a satellite station just outside the planet Tenebris in the neighboring system. It wasn't an abnormal request. Biodrugs were one of Andy's most requested transports since these particular drugs could burn somebody's brain to bits or, if used correctly, carry one into a blissful oblivion. Which, Andy thought, as she resumed her death mark scratching, I wouldn't mind experiencing right now. She could still feel the hot blood on her hands from the man she'd slayed on the Tenebris station. The way his eyes had locked onto hers before she'd run him through with her blades, silent as a whisper. The sorry fool never should have tried to double-cross Andy and her crew. When his partner had seen Andy's handiwork, he eagerly handed over the crevs her team was owed for the job. Still, she'd stolen another life, something she never relished doing. Even killers like her still had souls, and she knew that everyone deserved to be mourned by someone, no matter their crimes. Andy worked quietly with only the hum of the ship's engines far beneath her for company, the occasional hiss of the cool.